Thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning here on July the 11th, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is under the weather this morning and is catching something. You know, there's some kind of weird flu-type thing going around. Have you noticed that, Bob? We've had three or four different people.
Well, I'm aware of it now, but I wasn't aware of it previously.
Well, you are now. So how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you very much, and the rest of us should be, too. Hope you enjoyed the cooler weather over the weekend because
it was great.
Yeah. And it was very nice up near the Marble Mountain Wilderness where I spent the weekend with my bride and the in-laws and beautiful country up there near Callahan. Today's in closer to home in Reading. We're looking for a high of about 95 degrees. The winds will be gusting around 15 miles an hour, so fire danger is still very much a problem. Low tonight near 61 degrees. It'll be warming up the next few days. It'll be toasty as we get late in the week. Then it'll drop right back down. By Friday, we'll see 106, but then when we get into the weekend, it'll cool back off, relatively speaking. Right now in Reading, we have 68 degrees, and this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned business. In fact, Chuck Kinney will be with us today, and we'll be visiting with him. I'm talking about his trip back to Vietnam. He'll also be bringing with him Mike Spreeberry, a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient from Vietnam. And they're going to be talking about their trip back looking for MIAs. But it's their customers. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer at this time of the year, or any time of the year, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And John Scaife over there, the guy that's kind of in charge of everything, he's got the knowledge and the expertise to help you sell or buy any home, whether it's here in town or out in the hinterlands, plus professional or commercial properties. He is also very well versed in. John Scaife over at Properties by Merit. Give him a call at 338-2112 or check out his website at pbmerit.com. Okay. Have you, you haven't obviously gone to the movies lately, because you've been pretty busy.
We've caught a few here and there. We're not completely caught up on our must-see list.
But, Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, yeah, I heard, I love the previews.
Secret Life of Pets debuted at $103 million, kicked Finding Dory off the front. It was the highest ranking, or highest grossing movie, I think, for animated to start out with in the United States, and the sixth highest of this year so far. But if you have time, go and see Secret Life of Pets. You'll be laughing.
I love
In fact,
Zootopia.
Linda was, this is a laugh out loud movie because Linda was laughing out loud during the movie. And there is they've got, you know, this guy, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He's the actor, he's the African American actor. He's like 5'4". And if there's a movie that's been made in the last 2 years and he's not in it, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, because
kind of like
Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, but this guy is in every movie. He's hilarious, but he's the voice of one of the characters in here, of a rabbit, of a bunny. And it's, I mean, the movie itself has got so many funny things, like, and you can see it, like, this is, you know, and it's kind of like in the trailer or the commercial, it says, this is what you hear, yep, and this is what they're saying, are we leaving, are we going out, are we going, you know, I mean, it's just little things when you look at your pets they've captured on this, and all the dogs walking around in a circle sniffing each other, good morning, hey, how are you, you know, this kind of thing, and it's just a good movie, and you think it's going to be filled with kids, right? Well, there were kids there. I mean, it's a kids can watch it. A lot of adults there.
Yeah, these movies work on, like, yeah, movies like this one and Zootopia, which has a lot of the DMV scene, if you haven't seen Zootopia.
Oh, is that? Oh, is this with the sloth?
Yeah, where the DMV is staffed by sloths, and you're just rolling in the aisles.
And when he's talking about, you know, it's joke, it's just funny. Or something, you know, I do remember seeing, you know, an excerpt of that.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, figure the sloths are running DMV. Well,
the whole movie is quite good. It's enjoyable. But there's been a good crop of movies out, and by golly, don't we need the little escapism this summer. Wow.
You think? This one, they said also, too, with Kevin Hart's in it, and The Rock, about the CIA. Somebody said they went out and saw that one. When he plays they had The Rock playing an obese high school kid, everybody picked on and threw him out naked out of the showers out into the gym. I mean, and then of course he comes back as The Rock, and they say that one's very funny too. And guess who's in that one? Kevin Hart. I mean, this guy must be making a movie. He must be making like four movies at one time because he's been.
Gets around. It's his time.
And then he does comedy on the. He does stand up comedy. You see him every so often on one of the channels, pay channels there.
So HBO or something. Kind of the new Eddie Murphy sort of thing. Only without all the four-letter words.
I think so. I think that he is probably more of a PG-rated type, but. It's, you know, he is funny. He's a funny guy, and obviously so, and people are paying to go to the movies. So
yeah.
You know what? And why not ride this? Why not ride this wave as long as you can? Anyway, if you get a chance, Secret Life of Pets might be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Colt 45s swept the Indians, and we were. I tell you what, if you didn't go out this weekend for the games, you missed it because it was absolutely the most beautiful evenings that you could possibly have. We went out there on Friday night, and the weather is, you know, everybody's, oh, gosh, it's raining. In fact, Trish Clark told me, I saw her Sunday at the View when Linda was singing. She said they had an inch and a half rain in Anderson where she lived. She said it was raining so hard, it was bouncing out of the gutters. The gutters were full, and it was bouncing out of the gutters. And yet here we were in Redding, what, 10 miles from there?
Yeah.
Not a drop.
Yeah,
not
showers.
A drop where we were at. But just pounded Anderson like this. And we were looking at kind of the clouds thinking, I wonder if it's going to rain, you know, during the game. It didn't. Absolutely great game. Tied up at the end of the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth. Colt 45's player gets up there, slugs a home run. Walk-off home run.
That's the way you do it.
And then the other team just kind of trotted off the field. They'd lost three. But it was a good game. It was hard fought. And then Saturday, and of course Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I mean, and the temperature, it was just perfect. Perfect out there. It wasn't too hot. People were there. And then, of course, Friday night was a Dignity Health Night. So I mean, the stands were packed. So, I mean, it's just been a good year for the Reading Colt 45s. And you can't thank Rick Bassetti enough. And the coach and the players, of course.
Nothing like a little b-ball on a balmy summer night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, it's going to be probably a nice – well, they're off till Friday. So you have to wait till Friday. And what did we say Friday's weather was going to be?
Friday will be hot during the day, a high of 106, but it drops off in the evening.
Yeah, and they don't start playing until 7:15 anyway, and you've got shade out there. And it's just – I mean, you know what? You go in there, get yourself a little snow cone, and it's a good way to start.
Get yourself if you are not the designated driver, grab a cold brewski and a hot dog. It doesn't get any better than that.
$5.
Yeah.
And for beer and a drink. Well, maybe beer is $5 or $4. I'm not sure how much that is. I don't buy alcohol there.
Mm.
Linda buys wine.
But a beer and a hot dog and a game of baseball into the lights.
It's great.
It doesn't get much better.
But they have tri-tip there, and they've got all types of great stuff. It's not just hot dogs. It's hamburgers, tri-tip, everything. They've got it all. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this. It's time to get into the political side of this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, Rebecca is knocking it out of the park. Over there, she and her husband. He's a gemologist and a jewelry designer, and he can build jewelry. They have just the finest selection of jewelry, and you can find anything you want. They're big on estate jewelry, but if you're looking for something special, ask to see it. They may have things back in that big safe. You'll never know unless you ask. Rebecca and Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through to Friday, 9 to 4:30. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 16 minutes after the hour 7.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California."
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:20 in the morning here. Carl Linda, Linda's under the weather this morning. Give her a little thoughts for her getting feeling better here. It's Monday, July the 11th. We're getting close to halfway through the summer here. It's kind of scary. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. You know what? I can tell you this, is that Linda took her Jeep in, and this her beautiful Jeep, her Outlander, you know, Grand Cherokee. And it had a rock hit it on the way down to Sacramento and put one of those little stars in it. We immediately called Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster. He says, okay, told us what to do to make so the crack wouldn't get any worse. Brought it back up, or the chip wouldn't get any worse. Brought it back up, takes it in there. He fixed it. He totally fixed it. If you knew where to look, like from the inside, you can see it. But even then, it's really, I mean, taken care of. Can't see it. And it's guaranteed. It's not going to get any larger. And the it's just, you know, it's just incredible what he can do with a windshield.
Yeah, I got two nickels and a dime on my windshield that I got to have him look at.
Have him look at it. Put it. I tell you what, it just it you can't see it afterwards. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. Guarantees his work. He's a veteran. You can't get any better than that. Okay. I was visiting with different people Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and everybody's got the same things. Everybody's really, really scared about what's happening in California. I shouldn't say scared. They're very, very, they've got a great deal of concern about what's happening in California. You know, you turn around, and what you've done is, I mean, somebody, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him. He says, they're making me into a lawbreaker, a felon, because of this thing with the ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing goes into effect. I can't go shooting with my son.
Yeah.
I can't go shooting with my grandson.
Well, that's the idea.
But see, the thing about it is why would they do something like this? Why would they say that they, why wouldn't they put something in there? This could, you know, when, oh, well, this can be, you know, you don't want to give 51 rounds, you can't provide 51 rounds of ammunition to a stranger or somebody that's not a member of your family. But if it seems like they didn't take into account, because they don't do it, the fact that people, and a lot of people, take their kids shooting with them, you know, target shooting, or what about the ones that are in competitive teams?
Well, you got to understand, the nuts don't want our youth to be the least bit comfortable around guns. Look at the culture in our schools right now, where you make a pointy finger and they suspend you for being violent.
You make you chew your Pop-Tart into a shape of a gun, like the 4-year-old did or the 5-year-old did, suspended, and it's on his record.
And then
you made a gun out of that Pop-Tart.
Yeah, and it's instilling a sense of fear. Of firearms. Look at the frenzy in the media over just all of it. And I am convinced that there may not be an organized agenda, but there's certainly an agenda there.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time that, and we're talking guns now. I didn't mean to get into the guns part, but guns is part of it.
It's part of the bigger picture.
It's part of the bigger picture. But now they're, you know, the arguing, and here's Republicans wanting to put more, and this is in Congress, U.S. Congress, is wanting to put more water catchment areas, more places to store water, and the Democrats are fighting them on it. And it was something left out of the article, or it just doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't people want more water storage areas in California? I can't understand why they wouldn't, because, you know, God knows we're going through droughts all the time. Why wouldn't they want more storage areas for water?
If you control the water and you control the food, you control the votes. And that sounds very dystopian and very paranoid, but you have to wonder.
Well, I wonder about a lot of things that goes on with the Democrats. And the other thing, that it's just that. And then we're looking at here bringing business up here in Reading, because we want Reading to prosper. We want Reading to thrive. So where are the businesses going to? Somebody we knew was down in Austin, and down there because, I'm sorry, Houston. And and they were down there talking about wine. Okay. Now, wine, you would think, oh, what's the big thing about wine? It's because the American Wine Makers Association or Vintners Association was having their, and the person that's talking to me about it was probably listening to me, so let me know if I'm getting this right, but it was in Houston or one of those cities in Texas. But the thing about it is, yeah, that was really good. That was a good answer. Well, it was one of those cities, Austin, Houston, or Dallas, something like that. It wasn't Dallas, but I think it was Houston,
sure,
or Austin.
Sure, the residents,
I got close. Yeah, I got close there. But I do know Cheetah Johnson's in Houston. Okay, enough of that.
She got married, by the way.
She got married?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. You know what?
God bless her.
Let's talk about her in a minute, but because what a nice lady she was. She deserves the best. But he was down there for this American Vintners Association. Now, you think about it. Is Texas really well known for having wines? No. There's no, I mean, what kind of wines come out of Texas?
Not the first thing that
comes to mind. Comes out of, like, you know, like, cow manure wine or something. We're distilling it out of cow
Cats
manure.
Cats and cattle come to
something
mind.
Something like that.
It,
okay.
Yeah.
But they're having it there. Now, why are they having it there? It's because Texas is looking at, what does California have that we don't have? We've got their businesses. And this person told me, and I hope I'm getting this right, he said that there was almost a, when they found out you're from California, there's almost some kind of a negative connotation there, that you're from California, and the people that are from Texas kind of look at you like, oh. And because, you know, they've had so many businesses, both, you know, large businesses and small businesses move to California or move to Texas. And now they're hosting the vintners. So can they start putting a wine industry together from Texas? Hmm. Or can they move the headquarters of the vintners and, you know, maybe big wine production places from California to Texas? I mean, you can have your grapes anywhere.
Well,
but the point I'm making is this: is Texas, New Mexico, Oregon, all these other states are making runs at California, and it's working. It's working. It can only last so long here in California. The Silicon Valley can only produce so much for so long to keep everything floating. But so you start moving all the. I know it sounds silly, but okay, you move the egg business. They make it so hard, they move the egg business out of California. They move the dairy business out of California, so now everything has to be imported in.
You only need look at history. Look at the great towns that rose during the mining era, you know, these huge, bustling metropolises. And when the mines played out, the towns collapse. The exact same thing will happen in the tech sector. When the innovation runs out, when the talent goes overseas, which it already is, when the Chinese start actually innovating for a change, Silicon Valley will become a footnote in history, and the rest, and we put all our eggs in that basket, and we will be in trouble. And I think it's extremely short-sighted. But then again, nobody has ever accused the current folks down in Sacramento of having a particularly long view.
No. And when that happens, you've got to think to yourself, okay, so what? How do we get business up here? Is Stillwater finished before it even started?
Well, lots of cattle enjoyed the property.
Yeah,
out there.
But I'm talking about, you can only feed so many goats out there. But is Stillwater dead before it started? Not because our guys didn't give it the best shot, not because it wasn't a good place, because we don't have people out there selling it and saying all the right things, but was it dead in the water because of what California is doing to its businesses? To move a business up here, what you're looking at is a local business is moving over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have to expand, but then they're going to have to build everything as opposed to using one of the empty buildings around here, and there's lots of those. Maybe not as many as there was, but there's still, you know, like big box buildings out there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those have been taken, but still, you can still expand in a lot of these places.
Yeah.
And the one place that's trying to build, the Wine Village, has been at it for 4 years.
Yeah.
Four or 5 years. They're trying to build out there. They're trying to build, and they still haven't turned over a shovel of dirt.
Well, look at Costco, how it's, you know, they've been trying to find a new home for ages, and the Oasis Road fiasco just delayed the process.
The whole thing is this, is you love California, you really like living here, you love the people, you know, all this, you like the lifestyle, but the lifestyle's changing, and let's just face it, it's changing. And it's going to keep changing because the next step is, especially if Gavin Newsom gets in, if not earlier, is they're going to just do away with all semi-automatic rifles.
I was born here.
And they can do that.
I was born here. I thought I was going to die here. Now I'm not so sure. I'm looking at other places, seriously, because as much as I love it here, they're making it impossible for me.
But then if you look at the federal level, they're reaching out everywhere. They are taking away a lot of the initiative and the responsibilities for so many people. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends out at Alliance Heating and Air. 94 today. It's going to be 106 by the end of the week. I hope your air conditioner is working well. If it isn't, you better give Martin and his associates a call over there at Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. Any make or model, he can fix it. They diagnosed it. They came in for us on a Sunday, diagnosed it, came back Monday morning, boom, fixed. You know, and you can't get any better service than this. And by the way, Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State 2015. And there's no doubt in my mind it could be voted best in the North State every year. Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. It's 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. I told Bad Bob this morning, let's get back in the 80s or earlier. I said, find those soundtracks, and start playing soundtracks for me. Soundtracks, too. I like soundtracks.
You made a few of those.
I've made a few tracks in the sand, yeah. More than I've ever wanted to. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of July, a Monday, right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Our friends over at Budget Blinds bring you this portion of the show. If you're looking for something to keep the heat out of your house, why don't you give Jerry a call over at Budget Blinds? They've got solar shades there that will cut the amount of sun into your house by a lot, over a half, sometimes more. And you can get a rebate from REU for something up to $500 all of this to budget blinds, plus any other types of window coverings you want that will meet your budget, that will look great and meet your budget. All this is important. Give Jerry a call at 226-9027 or visit them online at budgetblinds.com. You won't be sorry. All right. President Obama has said that he defends Black Lives Matter's protesting. He says people should protest, but such protest should reflect a thoughtful, respectful tone. Good luck there, President Obama, because let's talk about what happened up in Minnesota. Thousands of people in protest across the country over the weekend, including up in Minneapolis and in Minnesota, where 21 police were injured and 6 state patrolmen. Crowds throwing rocks, bottles, wood, concretes, attacks, firebombs, all these types of things going on after the cops. Of course, it wasn't the police, those police that are there on the front lines that were accused of shooting anybody. Just like it wasn't those police down in Texas who had taken off all their any type of gear that would have been more of a protective type gear, because they didn't want to give the wrong impression. Like they were there for in Houston or in Dallas for the Black Lives Matter protest. They were just there. They had 100 cops there when this guy, Micah Brown, started shooting, or Micah Roberts.
So they made themselves soft targets.
They made themselves soft targets so that they would not give the wrong connotation for them being there. And it appears this guy, Brown, that... he was, you know, when he was talking to the police, you know, he demanded a black person to talk to, an African American to talk to, somebody that can kind of get you off the ledge type thing,
a negotiator.
And then he would start singing and he'd start laughing and he was writing RB on the walls in his blood. So he had been wounded during the shootout. And the police chief said, you know what? We're not going to risk any more lives going in there. And that's when they sent the robot in. The first time that police in the United States have sent a robot in to take out a bad guy.
With a lethal payload, yeah.
A pound of C4 on the bomb robot, went in there, found him, got up close to him, and they detonated it. And that ended the fight. First time that they've used. You know what? Think about this. They didn't want to send people in, so they sent a robot in with a bomb.
You know, I apologize for any offense I may give, but there's this dumbass down in Berkeley who goes, well, why couldn't they have used knockout gas? I'm sorry, what Hollywood movie have you been watching, bucko? He didn't have to die. Yeah, he did. He forfeited his life the minute he started shooting anyone, not just the officers.
Well, you know, the fact is, okay, if you want to take this up to the next step, though, in robotics, we've got the young lady that's representing Redding in the northern state area here in the Miss California. Miss California competition. And
very savvy. And if you hadn't asked me her name, I would have.
let's look her name up. But she, Monica
Fisher. Monica Fisher. Watched her grow up, basically, on Dancing with the Stars.
And she's beautiful, and she's very intelligent, and she can dance, and just a really articulate young lady.
Graceful.
And she is working on robotics at Chico State. But the bottom line on this is where robotics are going now. Can we see this in the future, robots in the policing of the neighborhoods? We had a long time ago, and there's no doubt in my mind they've gone a lot further than this, that they have robots that we used to run along flight lines. This was just an experiment. They were running along flight lines, and what would happen was that if there was intrusions out on the flight lines, these robots, and these were like, they were just on wheels, and they had a camera, and if one of them spotted something, it would automatically go to the rest of them.
Yeah.
And they would all converge on one spot with their cameras.
A little disconcerting, but yeah.
No, I mean, but I saw this work. This is out of Sandia Labs, 1997.
Yeah, we've
think about this. 97, 98, I was seeing these things back then. And they would converge. And the idea being is you could put them all over the flight line, and you wouldn't have sentries. But these things would could detect movement. And when they detect the movement, one would head that way, and it would tell the rest of them, and they'd all just go. And you'd have all these cameras looking in this direction. So you could, I mean, you couldn't get, you, I mean, it was really cool.
Now, if they start screaming, exterminate, exterminate, then we may have a problem.
Yeah. Now, if the first one's got a red light and it's blinking, you know, I mean, but, and the thing is, you know, there's ways to overcome that, you know, if you could put out jammers and all this. But it was a way that we were looking at not only airlines or the airfields, but along piers that could go back and forth. These things could go back and forth all the time. And you would be able to, you know, suss out people. So, if you think about this, and they're sending a robot in to blow up the shooter, what about the next version of these robots that, you know, are walking and moving and going in after them? Could they go in and you know, two or three of them go in, you know, man-like, humanoid-like, which they've got, and they're not at that level yet, and then just close in on them.
It's important to
shoot
note,
them,
yeah,
but it's not going to happen.
Important to note, though, that this was more of an ROV than it was an actual autonomous robot.
It wasn't autonomous. They had, they rolled it in. They had the camera. They went up to the guy and they exploded it.
The decision to push the button was not made at a machine level.
No, not at the machine
level.
That's
an important distinction.
And it is, because we've run into other machines while I was working in the labs out there that had things like a machine gun they'd sense movement, or they'd see movement, and they'd move, you know, they would point to it and shoot.
Yeah.
And then it would track. The only problem is I asked them, I said, who's in between the gun tracking and shooting? And the gun tracking and shooting, is there a camera? Is there somebody? Is there somebody that says, no, you can't shoot here? Well, no, we haven't reached that point yet. Well, when you do, come back and see me. Let's go to the phones.
Henry, good morning.
Good morning. Do you mind if I rant a little bit?
Oh, please do.
Rant away, sir.
Well, first of all, I'm still mad about the Attorney General and the head of the FBI getting paid off. That's number one. Secondly, these riots that are taking place, I'm not a prejudiced person, never have been. And I've served with black people, and they were fine people. But the fact remains that when was the last time that you saw a black policeman or a white policeman either shoot a white guy and then saw 3,000 people get out in the street and demonstrate, white people, and then turn into a riot and start throwing rocks at policemen and breaking businesses up and robbing things? I don't think that, to my knowledge, that's ever happened. Fact is, if a black policeman shoots a white guy, you never even hear about it.
Most of the time that when you have, I think there's 430 Caucasians or whites killed by police last year, and 220.
Yeah, the stats do not bear out the perception.
Yeah, but then you look at percentages and all these things. I mean, you know blacks.
Well,
are,
the point that I'm getting at is if.
That there hasn't been, I see what you're saying is, there's been no riots about if there's a white person shot, whether by any race cop.
These people, I believe they have the right to assemble. I mean, that's a constitutional right. But the fact remains that if these people want to do what they're doing and get out there and tear things up, then those who are responsible for that should get their black ass on an airplane and go back to Africa where they belong.
Hey, Henry, that wasn't, that's not called for, Henry.
Well,
that's not, no, no, that was not called for. That's, you know, Henry, I respect you, you know that, but that's.
Let's act like civilized people.
Go on, take it off.
Okay, we're clear.
Did we have were we cleared on that?
Okay, now for those listening on the stream, they did not hear the cut, but those listening on air where the FCC could say something, we did.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Here's where we are with this. Is I know Henry, and I know Henry. And it's the first time I've heard Henry say things like that. But the point is talking about and besmirching a whole race of people because of actions of a few is the kind of the same thing that we're talking about. You're saying that, you know, that Comey, you know, has been paid off, so it's FBI has been paid off or something like that. So what's being said is that, no, you can't say things like that.
Obviously, there's a lot of emotion, feed fire with fire.
Yeah, you just can't do that. And the point also is that you can't, when you say things like that, it means like, you know, they're Americans. They're as Americans as you and I are. They're as American as anybody. They've fought for their country. They've died for their country. Everybody. When I say they, I mean African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanics, whites, everybody. And you can't just say, if you don't like it, going back where you came from. I mean, they came from here. Why should everybody, you know, unless you just came in this country in the last couple of years, you are from here, America. And America cherishes its right to protest. Now, is there any right to, you know, to cause damages to people or anything like that? No, absolutely not. And those people are arrested.
Yeah.
But you cannot just disparage a whole section of America because of that. Okay? And we won't broadcast it. Just won't broadcast it. I'm sorry, but that's just too much. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business right here in Reading. Open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's. Got every type of coffee and cold drink you could possibly imagine. And, of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely perfect, loaded with the best cigars that you can find. All is at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All right, let's go to the phones.
Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Oh, good, Terry. What's up?
Well, you know, Henry and a lot of these things are an example of what the government's doing in dividing us. For myself, my best friend in college was black. My youngest daughter just got married a couple of years ago. Two of her bridesmaids were black. They're like my kids. I think that what's happening here is that we're having a fundamental problem in believing anything. Bob's answer to the California problem is to move, not to stay and fight, not to stay here and say, hey, gosh, we've got to stand against this. And there's nothing there. I mean, we all think the same thing. California has been horrible. But really and truly, we have a chance now. We really do. And I'm going to say this, and maybe it's a little premature, but the court arguments we have should be done before the end of the year. And I'll say that again. The court arguments we have for the state of Jefferson should be done by the end of the year. The attorneys are hired. They've been hired. They're on retainer. And they have been amazing giving us free advice. There's a lot of things coming out when we do our formation committee, our formation assembly down in Live Oak at Glad Tidings Church on July 23rd. And we want to encourage people to register for that. We've already had 300 people register for that. But I want to encourage you guys. And Bob, you know, I hope you stay. We need guys like you. We need men that stand up like you. We need men that serve our country like you. And Henry, God bless you. But you know, this is not your brother's problem. This is the government trying to divide us.
And it is. And you know, like, I love Henry. So Henry is not, you know, if anybody's, oh, he's off the show. No, he's not. Henry's not off the show. He'll never be off the show. But again, we protect what I think is the right way of doing things. I mean, this is something that you can't blame a whole group of people because of some. And so, you know, what you're saying is, okay, yeah, hey, we need the state of Jefferson. Well, we need something where people are represented. Absolutely, Terry. But the problems that you're seeing with Black Lives Matter, in this case, I'm not sure that state of Jefferson would, how would the state of Jefferson keep that from happening?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, moving doesn't keep it happening either.
No,
we can create a state.
No, I understand.
No, let me just finish. You asked me a question. Let me just finish. Okay, the thing is that if you move to Minnesota, there's a problem. If you move to Texas, there's a problem. There's nowhere really to go until we stand up. See, here's the deal, Carl. We always say, who's in charge of this country? It's we the people. Whose country is this? It's we the people. Do we really believe that? Or are we allowing a government to run wild on us? Are we allowing a government that's out of control to do things that are illegal, to go against the law, against the Constitution, against everything that we believe? We allow that. So until we take back our country, starting with a sovereign state, jurisdiction, interposition, and nullification, until we all understand that, then we're going to have this problem. Jefferson is a byproduct of something that will happen in many states once we do it.
Okay, so you didn't answer the question, though, Terry. No, you didn't. How can the state of Jefferson, your state of Jefferson, be exempt from something like Black Lives Matter?
Well, I'll tell you how it can be. First of all, when you have a situation where you have representation and the people control the government, to where the government is not in a position to create a lot of these situations. The president is actually helping create this problem. He's actually standing there. There's no one to interpose, Carl. There's no one to stand between the people and what the government's doing. That's the challenge. And what a state does is has jurisdiction that's by the people and for the people, to protect the people, to stand between the federal government and the people. And the attitude would change. If there was work, the attitude would change.
Okay, now you're talking about, yeah, and jobs for everybody and all that. Okay, I got to go to my next caller. Thanks, Terry.
Sure.
Gary, good morning. Gary, good morning. Hello, Gary, you're on.
Yeah, hey, Carl?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, hey, after that shooting in Dallas, I saw in the local rag here, it was they were quoting an article or from AP or something that was buried in the middle of the paper that, I don't know if it was this year or last year, but there was 500 and I think it was 65, something like that, police shootings in the United States. 125 were black people shot. How come that is not on the mainstream news?
Oh, the number of police that are shot? It should be.
No, but people. Police shootings. Police shot 500, I think it was 565 people in the United States. I think it was, it's probably for last year. Out of the 565, 125 were black.
Yeah, the stats I saw were something like 400 and something and 200 and something. So, yeah, but yes, there's no doubt that more whites are shot by police than other races. No, that's true. And that's what, and Henry says, there's how come there's no, you know, great deal of unrest because of that. You know, I think that this, you're getting, you know, there's just too simplistic an answer on some of these. But in some cases, the black community, and we're going to get a member of the African American community that's involved in this. We're going to try and get them on because I can't, and we talked about this one day, I can't put myself in the place of a black man that's driving down the street that's pulled over four times, you know, just because he's black. And this has happened. I can't put myself in a place like that, Gary. And I can't say but I can't blame all policemen because because you may have a few out there that aren't up to snuff that may do things like the one down in North Carolina that shot that guy in the back from 30 yards away. You know, that was just plain murder. I mean, so I can't, you know what? I can't put myself in that place to argue. The fact is that when they're saying Black Lives Matter, it's because so many black men have been shot over a period of so many, you know, of the year. Now, how many of them deserved it? How many of them were in the fights? You know what? Most of them have been proved almost every case that the police did the right thing. But it still doesn't, you know, to a lot of people, it doesn't matter. There's so, you know, there's just people being killed. Like the cops that were killed. That matters to people. This maybe, if nothing else could coalesce different leaderships in our nation right now to do something, you know, and try to do something about everybody taking a step back and taking a deep breath.
Well, I agree with you, Carl. I just wish that the mainstream media would put that fact out there.
Yeah. And it should be too. You know, and how many police are shot? You know, after the Dallas shooting, there were three more police attacks. Right after that, including one, and there's a policeman in serious condition. He may still be in a coma, or he may have died by now. No, I understand. No, I understand, Gary. You know, everybody. Terry's frustrated. Henry's frustrated. I think if you go out across the nation is frustrated with what's going on here, with this division. You know, this divisions in our country. You know, that, you know, is it going to be pulled together? Are the two people that are running for president, do we actually believe either one of them can pull this country together with the baggage they've got? No.
No, neither one of them.
No, neither one of them. So that's got to start from down here, Gary. It's just got to start. It's got to start
Wait,
at our level.
Carl, one more thing.
Sure.
If you look at all the statistics in these big cities, 80% of the 911 calls come from the black neighborhoods—that's a fact.
And that's true. Most black young men are killed by other black young men.
Yes.
And I mean, you can throw all that kind of stuff out.
Driving around,
no,
hunting these people down like they claim. That's the majority of the people in those areas happen to be black.
I
don't know why that is, but that's the way it is in the big cities.
Well, that could be another six-hour show. Okay, Gary, thanks.
All right, thanks, Paul.
You bet. You know, these type of things are so it's frustrating. And then you look at education. Well, this is, the blacks. Well, how did we get to there? How did we get to there? How did we get to the spot where that families are being raised by, you know, single parent families? Where have we gotten to the spot where there's, you know, all the jobs have moved out of these large cities? Where have we gotten to the spots where the police who are trying to do their job are being castigated for being racist and murderers? So they just pull back. So now the crime and violence even gets worse. Anyway, hey, look, we come back after the news here. We're going to have Chuck Kenny and Mike Sprayberry. And I can't wait to hear their story. Something uplifting here about going back after those soldiers that were killed in action but never came home. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Democrats looking for a show of unity just ahead of next week's GOP convention in Cleveland. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders will campaign together tomorrow in New Hampshire. Sources tell us expect Sanders to endorse the presumptive nominee. Donald Trump will focus on the nation's veterans during a campaign stop today in Virginia City, not far from where the USS Wisconsin is moored. President Obama urging respect and restraint from police and protesters after the killings of five police officers in Dallas.
The president says attacks on police do a disservice to the cause of ridding the criminal justice system of racial bias. He also urges law enforcement to treat seriously complaints that they are heavy-handed and intolerant toward minorities. Mr. Obama, who cut short his visit to Spain, is back in Washington and will travel to Dallas on Tuesday, where he'll give remarks at a memorial service for the slain officers.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police made more than 160 arrests after violence erupted at a march to protest police shootings in Baton Rouge over the weekend.
There are people who will, from outside of Louisiana, who will seek to use this as a way to elevate themselves and their organizations, whether it's for recruiting purposes or whatever serves their particular purposes at the time. But at this point in time, we're not especially concerned that there's an awful lot of coordination going on from outside the state.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. Also, one of the names said to be on Donald Trump's shortlist of vice presidential candidates has split with the party on abortion. Retired General Michael Flynn says it's a matter of choice.
They are the ones that have to make the decision because they're the ones that are going to decide to bring up that child or not.
Flynn on ABC's This Week. British lawmaker Theresa May could become British Prime Minister within days. Once confirmed by the Conservative Party, now that her only opponent has dropped out. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Several inmates at a Texas jail are being credited with breaking from a holding cell to save an armed guard who had lost consciousness, inmate Nick Kelton.
He just, you know, fell over, and I thought it looked like an act or something. You know, he died right there, man.
Sheriff Mark Arnett telling WFAA-TV, there's no telling what could have happened to the guard had inmates not reacted.
He could have been there 10, 15 minutes, and before anybody, you know, any other staff, any other sheriff's officer, county personnel had walked in there and found him.
The inmates returned to the holding cell after other jailers arrived. Paramedics were able to revive the unconscious guard. Two detainees have been released from Guantanamo and sent to Serbia. Both had spent more than a decade in custody. The Pentagon says the two were released after an intensive security review. It's the latest move in an ongoing push by the Obama administration to whittle down the number of detainees at that prison. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. A pair of strong earthquakes has rattled the northwestern coastal area of Ecuador.
The first one was a 5.8, and the second one was a 6.3. Their depths were about 18 and 19 kilometers.
Zachary Reeves at the U.S. Geological Survey says the shaking could continue.
Well, when you have earthquakes this size, there's a high probability that there'll be aftershocks. Especially over the first few days.
No reports of any injury or damage.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott could be a no-show at the Republican National Convention next week. His office says Abbott sustained extensive second and third degree burns on both legs. No details on what caused that accident. North Korea threatening what it calls powerful measures if the U.S. moves forward on plans to place a new advanced missile defense system in the South. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 11th of July. We're almost halfway through the summer here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Going to be considerably warmer than it was yesterday. Today's high should be about 94 in the North State. Warming up as we head into the week. By Friday, we are looking at 106 degrees. But on the weekend, it'll cool back down. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. Right now in Reading, it is 70 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. During the winter, they're warm friends. So, hey, discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's a locally owned, locally run store started 7 years ago by John and Sarah Bastiani. They've got it all there for guns, all the shooting accessories, ammo. They have it all, including classes in CCW and hunter safety. And great gunsmiths. All of this down at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Hey, I'm here today with my friend Chuck Kinney. And before we start with Chuck, though, we're going to go to Sally. Thanks, Bob. Sally, how could I ever pass over Sally?
Good morning, Carl.
Hello, honey.
Yes, I'm calling to let your listeners know that tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting at 6 o'clock, we have Tom Basenko as our guest speaker. And when I invited him, this was over a month ago, I knew that there would be questions that people would want to ask him regarding the new laws being passed in Sacramento. But also now with the Dallas shooting, I'm sure that there will be that subject, too, will be touched upon. So come on out if you've got questions for our sheriff. Please feel free to come. It's an open public meeting, 6 p.m. at the Vineyard City Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Okay, Sally, thanks a lot, because there's a lot of questions in these. And we're going to get Gun Owners of California on, because I'm talking with other people that are in the gun business or teaching, you know, shooting. And nobody's sure exactly what those laws say. I mean, they could have made us all criminals, you know, without us knowing. So it's a good night. It's probably a good time to go hear the sheriff. We'll have him on,
I know,
too.
Tom is very supportive, but, yeah, you know, we won't always have Tom.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is if the state takes it over, they can really push Tom into doing things. So.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Tonight, 6 p.m. over on Bocelli Lane. Okay, I am here again, like I said, with Chuck Kinney, who is a friend of mine, a veteran. Of course, he and Judy own Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. And who knows what other things we'll do with, you know, as time goes on. Because, right, you know, he's like most of us of this age group is, you're sitting there after you do something for a while, you know, you start looking around and go, oh, well, I think that has to be done, too. And then you start something else going. So it's a pleasure having you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank
and
you.
And it's an honor to have Lieutenant Colonel retired Mike Sprayberry with us, an Army veteran who is a Medal of Honor recipient. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mike.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, you've been at a reunion here for the last few days in Reno.
We just got back from 5 days in Reno with the reunion of the Vietnam, Vietnam helicopter pilots. There were about 1,000 former Army helicopter pilots there, and we had a great time with wives and family.
Well, not as you know, and you, as most people know, is my cousin was a pilot in the CAV.
Rocket Rocher.
Rocket Rocher in Vietnam. Yeah. And Rocket was there for 6 months, and it affected his life greatly afterwards, to the end of his life. In fact, he died they attributed it to Agent Orange. Of course, he'd been wounded, really badly over there, ended up losing his leg, but still, probably the proudest of his life, time of his life, was when he was flying over there in the gunships.
Well, it's always fun to go to those reunions. I, in fact, met a guy that actually flew cover bird. I was the loach, the little bird hovering around at treetop level to get shot at.
Yeah, you guys were, and that was your mission.
That was the job.
Get shot at, and then let the other guys come in and
then the
clean up.
Cobra would circle overhead and cover us. If we took fire, then they would return fire for us. The guy that was actually Sabre 1-4 before I was my cover bird. And he and I get together and tell stories and laugh a lot. That's one thing about the reunions. We talk about the great times, the good times. And we also talk about, in fact, Mike's wife, Julie, lost her brother in Vietnam when he was 19 years old. He was a scout pilot. And she began the Gold Star Breakfast that is held every reunion year.
Wow.
And we'll have members of the family that show up at the breakfast that want to get to know some of the guys who actually flew with their family member that was lost. And in a lot of cases, in Julie's case, she was only 8 years old, and so she never knew her brother. So she had a mission to get to know guys that were with him, and she's fond of saying that she's not looking for closure, she's looking for closer, because she wants to know the guys that were with her brother so that she could feel closer to her brother that she never really knew.
Now, Mike, was this your wife's sister, or is that your...
That's his wife.
Oh, it's your wife's who had lost her brother.
Yes. She lost him when David was eight, and when she was eight. And it's interesting that you mentioned Rocket Rocher. Actually, Rocket, as it turns out, was a really good friend of my wife, Julie, and helped her a lot in searching for answers and clues about the death of her brother, David. So... Rocket's an interesting guy, and a lot of people might not know that there's a, when you talk about Rocket's battle with Agent Orange episodes, that it's actually a part of Rocket buried secretly at the Vietnam Wall.
Is that right?
He did it.
He did it. Well, if anybody could, it's Jimmy could. I mean, Jimmy was he was a larger than life kind of guy our whole lives. You know, bull rider and cowboy, and then his dad, of course, was a career Army guy who flew helicopters and was one of the he had the training squadron at Mineral Wells.
Oh, how about that?
And his mom, my aunt, worked there on instrument training there. Yeah, I know. And then he went, of course, to Vietnam. And I know he was really into the Helicopter Pilots Association, and
yes,
he had contacts all over. And he flew across the United States once on a helicopter, or his portion of it, wherever it was, because he had lost his leg later on in life, that it had been weakened after being wounded. So, and I'm glad that, but it doesn't surprise me that Jimmy would do something like that. Would help.
My wife refers to him as the greatest one-legged dancer she ever knew.
Well, that, and you know what? In our family, his uncle, my uncle, Uncle Jim, his mom's brother, and my mom's brother, had lost his leg also in the Battle of the Bulge. He was wounded in the Battle of Bulge, lost a kidney and his leg, and he was in charge of the Veterans Administration in Louisville. And every year he'd get on TV, and they'd be doing things for veterans, and my Uncle Jim would dance and show that, hey, look, just because that you've been wounded and that you have a prosthetic device doesn't keep you from doing that. No. Well, it's good to hear those types of things about a member of my family. And what I'm going to do is make sure his wife hears this. I'll send this to her.
Thank you,
because she's still down in San Antonio. Mm. And when you call the house, Rocket still answers.
On
the answering machine. Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here with Mike Sprayberry, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army, retired, and Chuck Kenny, of course, who is one of our good friends and one of our big business owners around town here. And we're going to talk about where they not about the reunion, which was a big thing, but also about the trip that you all made back to Vietnam. And we'll be right back after these messages.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:18 in the morning. Linda's under the weather this morning, but she sends her love. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally operated and owned by father and son team, Kyle and Ed DeFore. It's the largest convenience store you'll ever see, or it's the world's smallest supermarket. But it has it all. Breakfast, lunch, as a full deli, it has a full butcher shop that will meet or beat any meat prices in town. Over 1,000 drinks there, including about 300 different kinds of beer. You could have one a day for the whole year, practically. One-stop shop on the way to the lake on Fridays. They barbecue, and you pick everything else up there at one time on your way out to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. And, of course, Kyle DeFore has a great sports show on Tuesday nights right here on KCNR 1460. And he is our announcer for all of our Colt 45 games and our high school football games. Does a great job at it, too. Mighty Fine Foods. We're here with Chuck Kenny, and retired Lieutenant Colonel Mike Sprayberry, and Mike is a recipient of the Medal of Honor for battle in Vietnam. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, you all have been, you all went back to Vietnam a month ago, about that?
Around the 1st of May.
1st of May?
Yes.
So, Mike, what were you all doing in Vietnam?
Our job there was to try and narrow down the location on several of the cases of missing, still missing, still in their last place of duty, servicemen that we lost in the Asheville in 1968. One of those bad days where you have people going down in aircraft and you lose ground people. And basically the problem has been over the years that the locations have been either misreported, and we tried to narrow those down to help the Defense Department locate the graves of those. And I think we made a lot of progress on this trip. One of our purposes there was to meet with the Defense Department, and they started an excavation on our ground loss site. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly where they're buried, but the success was we took back three witnesses that knew exactly where they died. And we're still looking for those three fine soldiers. And the excavation currently, it went through the month of June, and we'll pick up again in August, and we are still hopeful for the families and to return those fine people back to this, back to their homeland.
You know, in today's wars are so much different than, you know, you say war changes all the time. But the war in Vietnam was so different than what people see today in wars. And when you say a missing in action, I don't think we've had one of those probably, you know, since Vietnam. You know, the Gulf War and the war on terror and all this was fought completely different circumstances, different terrain and all this. But people don't realize that we have so many, what, how many are missing from Vietnam, would you say?
The current figure is still about 1,600 cases that need resolution.
1,600. And people go, well, they don't understand that probably today's society is that the battles were fought in jungles, in mountainous terrain, that a lot of people we lost were aviators that went in with and no way at all of looking for them. Because today, everybody just, you know, like geolocates everybody right away. 1,600 people missing. Now, is the Vietnamese government helping here?
They are. And, in fact, they have just passed a resolution in Hanoi to begin a serious effort in recovering their own. But our counterparts in Vietnam are extremely helpful. They work with, hand-in-hand, with the American contingent, and plus you use Vietnamese workers to do the excavation, the heavy lifting and everything of sifting through the screening for looking for remains, bones, and evidence of the encounter in which they were lost. But it's a really good partnership. There are some problems with it, of course, that you have to deal government to government and then get down to the people to people aspect. So it's a process that you have to work your way through. But as far as the helpfulness and the eagerness of the Vietnamese contingent on the ground in the field to help and assist, wonderful.
So you don't feel, Chuck, I mean, and this was a tough war. A lot of people killed on both sides in this war, that there is animosity there. That when you're back there?
No, in fact, the population of Vietnam now, 80%, is under 40 years old, so those people were not alive during the war. And when you come over, they are excited to see you. They want you to bring your tourist dollars. They are more than happy to help you. And, in fact, when we were out in the Asha Valley, we first walked up on a little hooch, a little house that the local mountain yards live in. And I'm talking very, no power, no water. I'm talking a little shanty. And we walk up and give the kids candy and other things to, in, you know, kind of open the door for us to talk to them.
Sure.
And I handed a piece of Vietnamese candy to a little 5-year-old girl living in the hooch, and she said, "Thank you." My jaw dropped. I said, what's going on here? The first 3 years that they are in school now, they're actually learning English. And they are very excited to be in some kind of relationship with Americans now.
Well, Vietnam is a communist state still.
It is.
It's very well, would you say regulated? Is that the right word?
Sometimes you feel safer on those streets at night than you do here. They have no problems with that kind of stuff because they handle it properly.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they...
And immediately.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as having too full a jail over there.
It is a communist state, Carl, but it's not the communism that we grew up with in school. It's not the communism of Marx and Lenin. It's not the communism of China. It's a different brand, and
okay.
It's motivated by capitalism. So when you look at, I like to go there and look for the things that we left there as Americans when we were a part of the, as they call it, the American War. And there are so many things there that have made that country better that would not be there today. It was basically motivated by a huge corruption scandal, the transition from traditional communism to the Vietnamese brand of communism, by a huge scandal in the early 90s of corruption. And they did a really good job, the party did, of cleaning it up. And what they decided was that their communist collective process was not working, that it was ripe for corruption, and they decided to give the people a chance to give them limited economic freedom. And they have made just a wonderful amount of progress in doing that. It's not complete economic freedom. You still have to stay in your lane, but it has generated tremendous revenues.
Try to buy a baseball hat that's not made in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this, too, then. Okay, they've got to stay in their lanes, but what about the freedom? Is there freedom of expression? Do they have in Iraq, the one thing that you noticed when you went in there that started right after we came in was the satellite dishes. Satellite dishes went up immediately. If you were caught with a satellite dish beforehand, they would kill you. So do they have like a freedom there to be watching and in like Googling and those kind of things, or is that pretty well controlled?
In theory, it's controlled to a certain point, but they have some legitimate, national defense issues and security issues. And, of course, they do have the mountain yards, as we knew them, are no longer a minority. They're the majority of the population.
Really? Because mountain yards were looked down on by the Vietnamese, weren't they?
Yes. And for years, we tried to get them to integrate, but that was always a false start. But I think they've realized now, the important thing to realize that Vietnam is a country at peace with its neighbors now. And it's the benefits of peace, but it's interesting, though, you will see even in the hinterland of the Ashau back by the Laotian border, you'll see a guy who's been working in the field all day and elderly and dirty and whatever, but he has a cell phone. And it's that type of technology, but actually the government is pretty open about what actually happened in Vietnam. For example, particularly in the Hue area, they have no problems in talking in the schools about atrocities committed, by the North Vietnamese during that period of time.
Really? So yeah. They talk about that, how they found thousands of people that had been assassinated after that.
Yes.
And killed. Huh. Well, so obviously we've got trade status with Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And are there bars still there? In Saigon?
Bars, or as in?
Bars, like in drinking, you go drinking bars? They still have those?
Yes, they do.
It's, not that you two
and
would
you
know,
can
but
call
I
it Saigon. You can call it Saigon.
I'm sorry. It's called Ho Chi Minh City.
It is officially Ho Chi Minh City, and some of the tour companies will tell you, you can't call it Saigon anymore. But the word Saigon is written all over businesses, on people's business cards. Yeah. It's very much like they tried to co-opt the South by sending people down, kind of the Finlandization of South Vietnam. But then they found out that didn't work either, because the people they sent south were kind of co-opted by the South Vietnamese, even though it's one country now. So they got what they wanted, but then they have to figure out what to do with it. So
yeah, be careful what you ask for.
It is different. There's still different nuances to the society and everything. For example, when you're down south, people smile a lot more at you. And when you go up north, you notice that they don't smile as much. But then you notice they don't smile at each other as much. So there are cultural differences.
As you would get in this country.
Yes, it's always different. And they've learned to appreciate that difference. You can't create a one citizen model that would be appropriate under a strict communist rule. But you do notice a lot of things. I know you guys talk a lot about gun control. They have it is a crime in that country to possess a gun unless you are a policeman or part of a security force, and it does make a difference. There are things that you can get in a lot of trouble still if you don't stay in your lane, and you can get on the wrong political side. So
there is no real freedom of expression then.
Well, there is. There is to a limit.
As long as you're expressing what the government wants.
And their concern, for example, when we first went over, their main concern is, are you there to cause us internal difficulties with promoting, you know, strife or whatever?
Sure.
But after they learned that you're not and addressed their legitimate security concerns, then you're free to go and do and talk to people.
You could travel anywhere you want, or did you have people
pretty
there?
Much, except for the restricted areas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that. You can't go to restricted areas. Yeah, you can't go to restricted areas here either.
Anytime you see an armed guard somewhere, that pretty much clues you to the fact that it is a restricted area.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mike Sprayberry and Chuck Kinney, who just returned from Vietnam. Well, returned in May. From
actually the June? End of June.
End of June. Okay, I'm sorry. End of June. And they were in Vietnam to try to locate missing in action service members that we had lost in the battle in the Achal Valley. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 25 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. 530-605-4567 if you have any questions for our guest. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 70 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business. Man's last stronghold there. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans and cheers of barbershops. It's the best barbershop in the world. I can say that because that's what I believe. I think it's the best in the world. There could be others that may be close to it, but I like Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. I'm here with Chuck Kenny. Owner, he and his wife, of course, own Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks, and is cornering the tanks, you know, the tank business in the world. And retired Lieutenant Colonel Mike Sprayberry, we're honored to have well, both of you here. And Mike is recipient of the Medal of Honor for the battle for a battle in the Oshawa Valley. And this is one of the reasons that you all went back into there to looking for MIAs, because there was 40 MIAs in the valley during from the battles there. And just let me explain something real quick to everybody. That's, you know, when you're having, for our Vietnam veterans, they understand this. But if you fought in any war since then, it's been in the desert or it's been in the mountains, Afghanistan or the cities where we've owned pretty much back and forth. We've gotten we've been able to control the ground, either with air or with our people, and being able to recover our fallen. In Vietnam, and in places like the valley there, thick undergrowth, the battle fought back and forth for days. And as Mike will point out, is that it was never controlled by the Americans. So they were pushed back, and they would have to leave somebody. You know, somebody that was dead or badly wounded, they could not recover right then. Am I correct here?
You reach a point sometimes, and it's the nature of war, and yes, terrain does have a great deal to do with it. We underestimated, I think, as a whole, the value of terrain in Vietnam. You only own it as long as you stand on it. And leave no man behind is a great objective and a great goal. But unfortunately, sometimes you reach a point where you have to make a decision of, do we simply add more people, more casualties, in the quest of that, and more families to the missing in action list. And in this situation, when you're, we thought we might be able to recover it later, that did not happen. It's just the nature of war, and when you're low on ammo and water and you have wounded and dead to take care of already, you have to make decisions. You have to make hard decisions, and that does, in any war, being just the nature of it, you are going to leave people behind. Temporarily, we hope.
Temporarily.
And even though it's all these years later, we still consider that our quest and our job. And the wonderful thing to come out of this is, of course, you get to know the wonderful people that are the families of these missing men. And somehow this process has just made them, I don't know how to describe the quality in psychological terms, but going through that process, and I find that with a lot of people who had service members that were family members killed there, there's something about going through that process that there's an understanding, a certain positive quality that comes from that adversity. Make some wonderful people. I don't know one of them that I would not like to just invite in my home, have a cup of coffee with. So it's not all a negative. Yes, we don't have their loved ones back, but we get to share a certain camaraderie with them, and that's a positive side of it, Carl.
And I know that this is more than just going back and to try and find remains. This is, Chuck, I mean, you've done this. This isn't the first time you've done this.
Well, actually, the first time I met Mike and his wife, Julie, was in 2009 when we were, I was kind of inadvertently invited to go along with them out to the Ashaw. And not only did we go to the site where we're missing these ground pounder infantry guys, but we also discovered the site of a missing Loach helicopter, which I ended up flying that same type of helicopter in 1970-71. So it has become a mission in my life to get back and work on the recovery of those three missing crew members from that helicopter, which was lost just a few days after Mike's infantry guys. They went in to scout and maybe locate and help recover his guys, and then they were indeed shot down and killed.
In turn, shot down. The Ashaw Valley, we were soldiers.
Okay.
Ashaw Valley, though, was fought back and forth for, gosh,
well, we
how
never,
many battles were in there?
That was one of the major flaws in our strategy in Vietnam. We never owned the Ashaw Valley, and it is the first natural access from North Vietnam to South Vietnam at the time to the coast and to the major population centers. For all those years, we never had a concerted effort to maintain control of that or to cut the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which ran through the valley, and on a permanent basis. And everything that flowed south, tanks,
everything
down to bullets, came right through that valley or adjacent to it. And that was a huge flaw in our strategy in controlling and success in the war there. But we actually were working on essentially four of those mm-hmm. cases in the immediate area. Chuck mentioned the Loach, in which, you know, old scout pilots, Loach drivers, as we call them, they have an affinity for their fellow people that did that. You don't have to be in the same cockpit or the same unit or at the same time. And Chuck's just totally dedicated himself to the effort there. But the other cases we're looking at was a Chinook CH-47, which we all stood there on that day, and even the North Vietnamese stopped firing, and just it was one of those showstopper moments where you see the aircraft just catch fire and it's going down and you think no one survived. Actually, three of the crew members did survive, but unfortunately two of them, because of the fire, had to jump from the aircraft at about 2,000 feet. And that's a hard case to solve. But we did have some success with it this time, thanks in part to an old former NVA truck driver, North Vietnamese Army truck driver, who showed us the exact location of where a 105 howitzer that they punched from, released from the aircraft. So we have two data points. We actually know the ground track of the aircraft. And then they took us up a couple hundred meters north of there, and we found what is called chicken plate, it's body armor, as we call it now. And so chicken, we have three points to work with. And the Defense Department team, as an investigative team, is going back and pursue that a little further and see if it's related. And hopefully, at least we have, in all four of these cases, we started with essentially a wrong location. So we're trying to narrow those down and work with the local population and see if we can find, and they know a lot. You were talking about the freedom of information. They are free with it up to a point. But I think, like most of us, we're a little distrustful of our governments, and we know what to say and what not to say. In a lot of cases, it's not restricted speech, but it's smart speech. And sometimes that's you just not as forthcoming as you could be. We wish they were. But the other case is it was not our battalion, but case of a black soldier that when the tailbone was shot off the aircraft, it goes into what's called anti-torque spin, and he was thrown out of the aircraft immediately. And actually, the official records loss location of that one was over 2 kilometers from where the aircraft actually hit the ground. And we've located several U.S. witnesses now that saw that aircraft go down. And it's a situation where we believe, rather than 2 kilometers away, he may be buried close to more like 200 meters from that location. So that's the information we're pursuing now. We didn't get enough time to talk to the locals and see what they know there, but hopefully we'll do that as a follow-up.
We've got to take a quick break here, but you go in there. I want to talk about the procedures to get into Vietnam, because we have a Department of Defense has people assigned to this full time, working at this, going back into country and trying to find the remains. So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur right here. Sharon Clark takes every one of the people that works for her, personally interviewed, background checked, vetted, insured, bonded, the whole thing. If you're looking for just help for a few days because recovering from surgery or long-term care, she's the one to call. Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, Sharon Clark. 226-8350 Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Jim Sprayberry and Chuck Kenny.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? About the exterior. Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBach. Then we'll be back tomorrow. It is 14 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. 70 degrees hasn't gone up at all, but it's going to go up to 94 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Our guests today are Chuck Kinney, who he and his wife own, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. So this is the way I usually talk about you. Usually we'll throw a few more things in, but because you're sitting here, I just kind of cut it a little short.
Okay, thanks.
And then retired Lieutenant Colonel Mike Sprayberry, United States Army Medal of Honor recipient. They came back in June from their latest trip over to find and return missing in action soldiers and veterans of the war in Vietnam. And we talked about how they're looking, and they're in the Asha Valley. There's 40 MIAs right in the valley itself that you know of, and how you're looking for them. The United States government has a full-time team that is looking, Is this correct? I mean, and it used to have a general officer, or at least a senior officer in it. I don't know if it still has that or not.
For the people that are really familiar with it, they will recognize the acronym DPAA, which is the Defense Department agency now, recently reorganized again. They've had their series of problems over the years. They were recently headed by, for the first time, a retired three-star general, Lennington, that was there for about a year, and he recently left to work with the Wounded Warrior Program. So we're awaiting the appointment of a new director and see what direction he takes the agency. But they still have what was called the former JPAC, the Joint POW Accounting Agency in Hawaii. And they have detachments in Hanoi and in Bangkok. And they are the agency tasked with doing this. And they also now have a worldwide mission to do this, recovering even World War I losses and World War II in Europe. So they've taken on the European mission also.
Well, okay, so this is something, you know, it's a worldwide mission, recover our missing in action. I guess, you know, with 10 minutes left we have here, this is something it's to get everybody in country is not easy. And once they're there, how good are recollections from, gosh, what, 50 years ago in some cases?
It depends on the individual, of course, but we were really surprised positively this time. There are a lot of those old veterans remaining, even in the hinterland back there. Of course, we have a dwindling number of assets for witnesses and recollections on the U.S. side, but at least now they're starting to, for the first time, DOD is starting to take U.S. witnesses back and have them correct errors in the record or locations and apply their memories. One of the big problems with that is getting a passport for some of those guys. If you have, and DPAA has told me they have the same problem that I had. If you really want a witness there and you have a soldier, a former soldier that does not have a passport, the Department of State does not recognize your military discharge from the Vietnam era as a supporting document to clear up any of those errors. If your name is, say, Cornelius, you were born with that, but you've been known by Neil, by the Army and everything, the poor kid had to apply three times to get a passport. And one of the witnesses, key witnesses we really wanted, born in his grandmother's house in Arkansas, no doctor, but and no passport. Turned out.
Can you, when you're there, and you flew over it, Chuck.
Right.
Do you recognize it?
Actually, they've done a lot in the agricultural.
That would be one of the things. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Down south, in fact, there is no triple canopy jungle to speak of. They have replanted it in rubber trees or eucalyptus trees. The entire country, there is no unemployment benefit over there. If you don't work, you don't eat. So they have planted that country, and they're harvesting their rice and generating their food. Down south, it is has also become very industrialized to where that you don't know whether you're flying over L.A. or Saigon. It is so big. But
what about you, Mike, back in the valley? I mean, you fought back and forth, and you walked the train. Has it changed a lot?
It has, and those changes do really make it a lot more difficult. You would not imagine that, for example, what was formerly triple canopy jungle, as Chuck mentioned, is now bare ground, being replanted in eucalyptus or other crops. And that's caused a lot of problems with but you cannot completely remove the evidence of, say, a helicopter that crashed or even burned. There's still trace evidence there. It makes the job more difficult, not impossible.
Is there rewards for finding MIA's remains?
There is not. The official government policy is that there is not. Now, I wouldn't say I'm beyond, maybe a reward as for, well, and, for an old truck driver that spends his day helping you, you know.
Well, but what I mean is a farmer who's out there that's been, his family's been in this country, you know, been in this area for 100 years.
Yes.
If he finds some remains that he knows, oh, if I turn this in, I'm going to get $500.
There should be. In my opinion, and I really didn't plan on mentioning that, but it's one of the things I want to bring up with DPAA. It's just in my narrow experience. People know a lot of things. They're reluctant to come forward sometimes. And I think we're at a point now that if you want that information, it's only fair that you offer a reward that provides some type of incentive. And we should do that at least on a trial basis and see how it works out, and if we can't give some of these families some the return of their loved ones, we're not talking about a lot of money. $5,000-$10,000 when we may go out and spend $250,000 on a single excavation.
That's what I was thinking, is that you put something like a $500 or $1,000 reward out there, I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is.
That, I mean, you're going to get a lot of bones and things remains, but I mean, you can tell, of course, you can see if they're American remains. You can do all that. But it seems to me as that would kind of give an impetus for people that are out there that know of it, but just, you know, frankly, are too busy or whatever, or they've found it and maybe they've moved them. So
when we go as tourists, and that's the way I prefer to go because you get to talk to the individuals. When
sure.
you go with a government entourage, it's no different than it is here. People are less forthcoming. And, yes, there needs to be some incentive, and it needs to be worked out with the Vietnamese government and the officials. But I think it will be helpful, and, you know, it's cost-effective in the long run. When you're out there drilling a dry hole just based on what you know, you just lost $250,000.
Right.
And if you can make sure that you increase your chances of success, and that's our basic problem. You miss by an inch, you miss by a mile. And you have to know, in some cases, you end up just basically wildcatting to bring a family closure. Or you know.
It gives the closure, though,
yes.
Like we said, or brings people closer.
Well, the definition of it, yes. Mm-hmm. But we're not just looking for a funeral. We're looking for that homecoming that family has waited for. It's not the same. But after all these years, that's the best we can do to try and make the situation better after all these years.
Well, I sure appreciate y'all coming in. Did you just come over to Redding here? Because you live in what?
North Alabama.
North Alabama.
Actually,
very similar right to North Alabama right here, right?
And that's
like
right.
The kudzu plants?
You know, it's beautiful here.
It's
not
nice?
That different, and it's my first time in the area. And I hate to tell you this. You said Chuck is this industrious person and all this kind of stuff. I'm converting him to a tourist. You know, I'm ruining a good man, you know. What
is that
can
right?
I say?
He's certainly trying, yes.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of things to see around here. And, you know, we just have a few minutes left. After the Army, did you go back home?
Actually, it was one of those situations where I was greeted by that reception committee in Seattle that accused me of all sorts of things. So I decided I didn't belong with that bunch. So I kept staying in the military and never really felt like I belonged that much. I had orders to get out, so I stayed for another year and another year. And after, I got out and kicked around for a couple of years about mid-career, but talked to a couple of old vets, and they said, gee, Mike, you're crazy. You only need 8 years to retire. So I finally decided to come back in, finish it up, and then you just go where the four winds blow you. So I ended up being a dumb old farmer in Alabama on the old family farm there. And finally gave that up. So now we just kick around with guys like Chuck and corrupt them into tourists. And, you know, but it's a good time in life. I'm not sure I'd want to be that 21 and that dumb again. That type of life, it's a great time to enjoy life. So that's what we're doing now.
That's good. And I'm glad and I'm so happy that you're here. And, again, it's an honor for you to be here. How long are you going to be staying?
We're leaving tomorrow. I wish I could stay longer, but I mean, it's my first experience here with this part of California, and it's different. It's different in a good way, and I've really enjoyed being here, not just with my friends, but seeing the sites around here. It's a beautiful area. You have a wonderful
We're going to bring you back. We're going to bring you back. Do some fishing. Take you down to Sacramento on some of our on our float boats here.
Okay.
So let you catch some fish.
With me.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, and Chuck, as always, thanks so much for what you do for our community and for our country.
Carl, thank you for the time today.
You bet. Anytime. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a Record Searchlight on, trying to explain their stance on anything. Here, our local paper. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Don't forget to fight. Keep up the good fight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand
KC and R. Shasta Redding.
Ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Dallas police chief says the massacre of five of his officers, they were ambushed by a gunman, has put an incredible strain on his department and on him personally. Chief David Brown telling reporters a few minutes ago.
To be quite honest, I'm running on fumes. Many of you have asked for interviews. I've tried to nicely ignore you. I hope you understand that my brain is fried.
But he carries on, Brown describing himself as a person of faith.
I believe that I'm able to stand here and discuss this with you is a testament to God's grace and his sweet, tender mercies.
Chief says detectives now reviewing more than 170 hours of video. There is dash and body cam video, along with surveillance footage from nearby businesses. Brown says 11 officers fired their weapons and two used explosives against the gunman who was